الله أكبر 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 ولله الحمد الله أكبر ما كبر مكبر الله أكبر ما صام لله صائم الله أكبر ما قام لله قائم الله أكبر ما لبى لله ملب الحمد لله الذي سهل لعباده طريق العبادة ويسر بحمده نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له سبحانه وتعالى الذي من على عباده المسلمين بعيد الفطر يقول سبحانه وتعالى ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله ولتذكروا الله سبحانه وتعالى عند انقضاء عبادتكم ولعلكم تشكرون إذا قمتم بما أمركم الله سبحانه وتعالى من طاعته بأداء فرائضه وترك محارمه وحفظ حدوده ولعلكم أن تكونوا من الشاكرين وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقائدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد إخوتي والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى فإن تقوى الله نجاة في الدنيا وفي الآخرة أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى واعرفوا نعمته عليكم بهذا العيد السعيد فإنه اليوم الذي أجزى فيه للصائمين والقائمين جوائز البر والإكرام عيد امتلأت القلوب به فرحا وسرورا فالأعياد الشرعية في الإسلام ثلاثة يوم الجمعة عيد الأسبوع وعيد الفطر الذي يأتي بعد انقضاء رمضان وعيد الأضحى الذي يأتي بعد أداء فرائض الله سبحانه وتعالى في الحج وليس سوى ذلك في الإسلام عيد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أيها المسلمون اشكروا نعمة الله سبحانه وتعالى عليكم بهذا الدين القويم والصراط المستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض صراط الله صراط الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا My dear respected brothers and sisters Today we are celebrating of Eid al-Fitr because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity and ability to complete the 1 month of Ramadan for fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Rasulu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisama غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ مَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا Anyone who fasts Ramadan إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا While he has belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala While he is expecting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins whatever he did before So the Eid is we are celebrating and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ليس العيد من لبس الجديد، إنما العيد من غفر الله له ذنبه. The one who is celebrating for the Eid is the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgive his sins. Not the one who take the good cars, good clothes, good homes. That's not the exactly the Eid. The Eid is the one who fast in Ramadan. Stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a lot of things, a lot of His bounty. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounty of Allah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let them rejoice for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Eid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eid is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember Him. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need in our appreciation. He doesn't need. But we are the one who need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the one who are in need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ. You are the poor, Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is the rich. If you turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, whatever in the heavens and in the earth belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you see where you are standing in this planet, the small place you stand, if you think about, you will know who you are and what you are. Let's remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and join none with Him, any partner, when you worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be kind to your parents. Be kind to your neighbor. Be kind to the orphans. Be kind to the poor people. Don't think about yourself. Don't be selfish. Be merciful to the mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you have to help everyone. You have to give everything. And he gave us example. A lady who gave a water to the dog, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven her and put her in the Jannah. Then the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask Rasulullah, oh Rasulullah, if we feed the animals, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us His reward? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fi kulli kabadin rabbin ajr. Anything that have living lever, if you feed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you His reward. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, ma salla musallin lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ma shakara shakirun lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. My dear respected brothers and sisters, remember all the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will remember you. فاذكروني أذكركم. Remember me, I will remember you. Who we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us, I will remember you. Just remember Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember what He gave you in this life. And also, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we have to think what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden from us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات. قالوا وما هن يا رسول الله. قال الشرك بالله وقتل النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق والسحر وأكل الربا وأكل مال اليتيم والتولي يوم الزحف وقذف المحسنات المؤمنات الغافلات. Stay away the major destructive sins which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden to do. The first one is to join others in worship along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. U'budu Allah wahda. All the messengers from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when they came to their people, to their nations, the first thing they used to say was, U'budu Allah. U'budu Allah. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. It's not only standing and praying for all your matters, whatever you are doing, worship to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't associate anything with Him, any partner. You don't like your son to say someone else, my father, he is my father. How do you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you think about Him subhanahu wa ta'ala? To worship Him is to remember all the time, to be grateful to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, Dawood, you have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do in action. That's why we are coming to the masajid. That's why we are reading. That's why we are spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To fulfill the ibadatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, be away from to kill the life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, except for a just cause. Don't kill in your life someone else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا الْتَقَى الْمُسْلِمَانِ بِسَيْفَيْهِمَا فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولُ فِي النَّارِ. If two Muslims meet each other with their sword, they are trying to kill each other, both of them, they go to the hellfire. Then they ask, Ya Rasulullah, how about, we know the one who killed, but how about the one who has been killed? He say, because إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَرِيسًا عَلَىٰ قَتْلِ أَقِيهِ. Because he is trying and his intention was to kill his brother. That's why he's going to the hellfire. The value of the believer is more than the Kaaba, is more than the heavens, is more than the earth, the value of the believer. So don't kill him, don't bite him, don't insult him, he's your brother. The third one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, be away from, it's the magic, the sihr. Don't use the sihr. And don't help someone who is using the sihr. Don't use to your relative to go someone to make sihr for them. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, wa natubu ilayh. Don't try even to go those who are talking about the future. They don't know. Allah is the one subhanahu wa ta'ala who has the power, who knows everything. Don't trust someone else except Him. إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you like to ask someone, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you like to get protection, don't go those who are doing the magic. Ask protection Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one in this life can protect you other than Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth thing is to consume the riba. أكل الربا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbidden to us to consume the riba. To give someone or to take from someone else. Even to be witness when they are signing the papers of the river. Don't be witness for that. The fifth one is to consume an orphan's wealth. Whatever belongs to the orphans is for him. If you use without just, without haq, Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Those who are consuming the wealth, the property of the orphan, they are eating the hellfire. The sixth one is to turn away when the believers and Muslims are fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To run from the battlefield is a great sin. And the last one, which is seventh, is to talk about a woman who is a believer bite her and talk in a negative way. إن الذين يرمون المحصنات المؤمنات الغافلات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون علينا به مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. Rasulullah says, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect, to make his intention, all his deed, all his work for this dunya. وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا وَلَا تُسَلِّدْ عَلَيْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا مَنْ لَا يَخَافُكَ وَلَا يَرْحَمُنَا يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. كل جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم. I hope inshaAllah ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the next Eid for us with dignity, and with all Muslim ummah come united for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا وجزاكم الله خير.